Joining me this morning on the Pulse of New Hampshire, our good friend Ernest Thompson. Of course, Ernest Thompson's work has won an Academy Award, 2 Golden Globes, Writers Guild, Broadway Drama Guild Awards, and has been nominated for a Tony, an Emmy, British Academy Award. Of course, he is the originator of On Golden Pond, and he's got a brand new debut novel out, which has been out since October, called The Book of Maps, and he'll be having a reading and a signing event tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the Belknap Mill in Laconia, and you can get a chance to meet Ernest and get a picture and even maybe get a picture of that Golden Pond Oscar as well. Ernest joins us this morning from his home in the Lakes region of New Hampshire. Ernest, good to have you with us. Good morning, my friend.
Thanks so much, Mike. It's good to be back.
Yeah, nice to have you with us. And let's talk about the Book of Maps, and then, of course, we'll highlight a little bit of On Golden Pond, because we can't talk to Ernest Thompson without mentioning On Golden Pond, because people just want to hear about it, obviously. But the Book of Maps, this is, am I correct, this is your debut novel?
Well, it's called a debut novel because it's the first one that's been published. That's okay. Not the first I've written, but I'm sure a lot of writers can relate to the idea that it's not always easy to get them out there. But I found a publishing house that fell in love with the book, and that's been true of a lot of readers around the country. So, yep, it's my debut. I'm having my debut in my 70s, Mike.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad time to do it, I guess, right?
I guess not. We'll take it when it comes. But I had written another novel before that called Outclaws, and it's coming out a year from now. So I'm excited about that as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the premise behind the Book of Maps. Talk a little bit about it. What's it all about?
Well, it was really inspired by a road trip I took with my young son 21 years ago now in 2002, from L.A. to New Hampshire. And I didn't know at the time that I was doing research for an eventual novel, but that's what happens to writers. A lot of times we look around and we see things that are extraordinary, moving, hilarious, and eventually they may find their way into stories, and that's what happened with this one. So it's not really about Ernest Thompson and his son, August Thompson. It is really about two characters kind of inspired by the adventures that we had. And it's a, like On Golden Pond, it's very funny, it's deeply moving, and it's full of peril and adventure, and it's sad in some places and joyful in other places, and ultimately I like to think it's very inspiring, and I think that that's been the experience for people who have read it.
So it is fiction, but it is somewhat autobiographical based on an experience with your son?
Well, it's the most remarkable thing. I read recently that all fiction is based on something true, and I believe that's the case. And, you know, people have asked me for 45 years, was On Golden Pond my life? Was it my parents or grandparents? And the answer is always no, but kind of because I wrote about the ambiance with On Golden Pond, about a lake that I had spent summers on in Maine. So in many ways, the Book of Maps cuts closer to the bone. Some people read and say, oh yeah, I remember when you took that trip with your son, but when I read it, I don't see myself or my son at all, or other people we've encountered. And I did the audiobook, which is now out as well, for the Book of Maps, and it was really interesting because when I was reading, I didn't hear my voice. I heard the voice of the character that I wrote.
Interesting. We're speaking to Oscar-winning author of On Golden Pond, Ernest Thompson, who joins us from his home in the Lakes region this morning. He's got a new book, a debut novel out. At least that's what we're calling it, a debut novel, The Book of Maps. He's going to be reading some of that and a signing event tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock at the Belknap Mill in Laconia. And you can join him as well on that and maybe get a picture, but ask some questions. A nice conversation with the debut novel and the book signing as well tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock.
And well, you're leaving out one little detail. It's free.
Free, right. So absolutely.
So people can show up. I've really enjoyed these book signing events. I've done a couple, I guess, dozen of them around the country. And I love it because it gives me a chance to interact with readers. And some folks have never heard of the book. Some have already read it. And some just want to meet me and want to take a picture with the Oscar or get their book signed. And I love all of that because, as you know, I come from the theater and film, and you work in theater yourself.
Yeah.
When you're in the room, you can tell what the audience's reaction is. You can hear them laughing. You can hear the silences. You can see the tissues come out. But with a book, I never know how someone's reading the book. So the only chance I have to engage with my readers is these events. And I'm excited about this one in Laconia because, as you may know, I've shot a movie in Laconia, and I know lots of folks in Belknap County. I'm excited to have a reason for us all to get together and to celebrate this extraordinary moment in my life, and I hope it'll be a meaningful one for everyone else.
Yeah, so if we were playing Survey Says, Ernest, I want to ask you, if you're playing Survey Says, what would be the most frequently asked question about gold on Golden Pond that you get when you talk about on Golden Pond, or even talk about, I'm sure you'll get questions about on Golden Pond tomorrow night as well, but what's the most frequently asked question that people want to know about on Golden Pond?
Well, first of all, I want to say I welcome those questions. And I've been answering those questions for all 4 decades now. And I never tire of them. And the questions sometimes surprise me. But the one that gets asked the most is, how could someone who was so young, I was 28 when I wrote it, know so much about old people? I don't get asked that question as much anymore. But I do never have an answer. And I always say, I don't know. I guess it's like asking Picasso why there are two eyes on one side of the nose. It's just what happens with an artist. You know, an image comes, it presents itself, and it begins to flower into what becomes the end product. So a lot of times people want to know, what was Katharine Hepburn really like? What was Jane like? You know, why do we film on Squam Lake? And I have answers to all those questions because I've thought about them a lot through the years. As you may have heard, I'm preparing a sequel to On Golden Pond called, cleverly enough, Home on Golden Pond, which I hope will be shooting by this fall. And I just love it. I love that On Golden Pond has become part of the New Hampshire legacy and landscape.
Yeah, the interesting thing that I found out from you and learned from you the first time we spoke on the radio a couple of months ago was the fact that this was kind of a story about your time out on a lake in Maine, actually, which was interesting.
Correct. My family settled on a lake in Maine in 1908, and it's been a part of my life ever since. And if you ask the folks over there on Great Pond in the Belgrade Lakes, they'll tell you On Golden Pond is about them. If you ask the folks on Squam Lake in New Hampshire, they'll say, yeah, it's our story.
Yeah, right.
And I like that because it becomes universal, and I think that's really a sign of success for any work of art, is when people can grab it and call it their own.
Yeah, so what was it like? Let me ask you, you know, as far as one of my questions, what was it like to be a part and to be on set and to be working with and conversing with superstars like the Fondas and Katharine Hepburn?
Well, it's a good question, Mike, but there's no time to think about it in the moment because I had a job to do. So it's like being a contractor or a plumber. You show up at the job and, yeah, maybe it's a giant mansion or maybe it's a little tiny cottage and you still have to do your work. And that's the way it was with them. So Hepburn and the Fondas, they became just three actors I was working with, and my job was to try to make the words fit into their mouths as succinctly as possible, to be a good team player, to make them happy and smile, and that wasn't always the easiest task in the world. But I tell you, looking back on it, it was one of the most meaningful experiences. And Henry Fonda, bless his heart, every day he would come up to me and say that he thanked God he lived long enough to play Norman Thayer in On Golden Pond. And Hepburn, she didn't thank me every day, but we became very fond of each other. And right after On Golden Pond, we did my play called The West Side Waltz for 2 years on the road and on Broadway. So it was a family experience. And I don't know whether you've been involved with the production of On Golden Pond. I know it was just done in Portsmouth at Seacoast Rep. But what happens with actors and directors and everyone involved in the company of any production of On Golden Pond is that there's a bonding that takes place. And I think it's because there's so much emotion under the surface of it. And I think that's true with the Book of Maps, too. I just heard from a radio interviewer up in Toronto who said, you know, this never happens to me, but I put down the Book of Maps and I wanted to pick it up and start all over again because I already missed those characters. Mm. And to me, you know, that's very meaningful as a storyteller because I work so hard on creating the characters and trying to make them as accessible as possible. And I think the Book of Maps is another one of those moments where people look at it and think, yeah, that's kind of like me. Or, you know, I did an event down in Delaware a few months ago, and I had two fathers come up to me in the line to sign books, and both said that book was so meaningful to them. One guy was older, and he said, I wish I could have been the dad the guy in your book is. And the other one, who was younger, said, I want to be that guy.
Wow.
I want to learn how to become a better father.
Well, obviously, those characters resonated with those people in a great way. So obviously, your writing proved to be very successful to those folks who are reading the book, no doubt about it. Do you did you ever think that, you know, looking back, and you were 28 years old, you know, back in the 70s and 80s and stuff like that, did you ever think On Golden Pond would be this great movie success? Because when you look back at it now, the way they make films now, there's so many computer-generated stuff, CGI things and things like that. You kind of wonder what the actors actually do, and that they're always in front of a green screen. On Golden Pond seemed to be a simpler type of movie to film, and obviously it probably was back then, you know, 40-some-odd years ago. But did you ever look back at that day and say, wow, I can't believe this writing from my imagination came out like this, and now we have this classic movie that people continue to watch over and over again. It really is timeless in a way, Ernest, to be honest with you.
Well, that seems to be the perception. To answer your question, of course not. Everything I write, I think nobody's going to love it or everybody's going to love it. So, you know, it's always a toss-up. With On Golden Pond, the odds were so stacked against, first of all, that I ever got it produced as a play off-Broadway, that it went to Broadway, that it became the success that it's been, that it'll be translated into 30 languages and performed in 40 countries on 6 continents. And the same with the movie. It was only a fluke that Henry Fonda heard about it, that he went to see it, that he told Jane about it, and that she decided to make the movie. And if you think about it, what you just said about all the CGI movies and the superhero movies that cost $200 million, there's no way I could go knock on a studio door now and say, hey, have I got a great idea for you? It's a movie about a couple on a lake in Maine, and not a lot happens, but a lot happens in the humor and in the heart and the hopefulness of the piece. So, I marvel that it continues to mean so much to people. The play is never out of production somewhere around the world, and the movie, as you know, keeps getting screened. It was Turner Classic Movies Movie of the Year in December of 2021, and there are screenings everywhere all the time, and people always call me and ask me if I'll do a Q&A afterwards. Can I zoom in? And it's so meaningful to me, Mike, and I feel not only proud, but I feel grateful that I wrote something that continues to resonate for people. And I really am starting to get the idea that's going to be true with the Book of Maps, too. I'm already having conversations about, can it be a movie? Can it be a streamer? Or, you know, mini-series? And I think that's really what is the most profound for a writer, is to write something that is so personal and so close to the heart, but it becomes universal.
Yeah.
That happened with On Golden Pond, and I'm thinking it's starting to happen with the Book of Maps now, too.
Yeah, well said. Ernest Thompson, our guest this morning, author of On Golden Pond, but the new debut novel, The Book of Maps. It's out now. You can check it out, and he will be visiting the Belknap Mill, a free event in Laconia tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, a Book of Maps reading and signing event, and he'll have that On Golden Pond Oscar. Always great to talk to you, Ernest. Have a good day today, and thanks for your writing, and thanks for On Golden Pond. It's a classic. It will always be a classic. Thank you, Ernest. Appreciate your time today.
My pleasure, Mike. Thanks so much for having me on. Have a great day yourself.